ואין סימן שין כזיין סיב גימל. The Mechaber says, כל שבמינוי ניצוית, every mean, that this is from the meanim, that are aimed to be captured, one is thought that these meanim lezolchoi, chayiv olov. So if a person captures one of these meanim, sees chayiv, he was a mechalo Shabbos min ha-Torah. Ein b'minoi nitzoid. What is, if this is a mean that is not oimed to be captured, poto avoloso. But if someone captures a mean that is not oimed to be nitzoid, people do not capture these meanim, so it's poto from a hatos. Avoloso, it's also midrabonon. Hilchoch, therefore, Zvubim, af al pi she'ein b'mino nitzoid, even though a fly is not from the minim that are normally captured, also letzoidon, one is also to capture them, al koponim midrabonon. Now, before we see the Mishnah Brura, I would like to mention the Dirshu brings down as follows. He brings an Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer says that what is the gedda that the Chiyuv Seder was only said on something shebeminoi nitzot. This is a mean that is oimed to be tzot. So he says something very interesting. He says that, let's elaborate a little. There are lamites melochis. And others say just like the halacha is that just like when the Ribbono Shel'Olam created the world, there was a creation through Melochis. Others say it was Be'etzem, these Lamites Melochis. So in the same way, Shabbos, there's a Chiyuv Shvisa from Melochis. So we have to be shoyves from lamites melochis. Now, lamites melochis are 39 accomplishments. A melocha means this is something that a person's a type of a creation. That is called a melocha. So let us, for example, a person cooked something. So he created something that means from a raw food, he cooked it. So that's called a creation. He accomplished something. Seveya, he colored something. He spun the thread. He wove a baguette. All the lamites melochis are lamites melochis of accomplishment, of bria. So the Avnei Nezer asks, what is the accomplishment of Seder? That means, by all melachos, before I had a raw piece of food, now it's cooked, so there was accomplishment. I created a cooked piece of food. I dyed a baguette. I wove a baguette. So these are all melachos of... That's why it is a shame melocha, it's a bria, it's an accomplishment. What is the accomplishment of seder? You look at the animal is the same animal before it was captured, after it was captured. What is the accomplishment of seder? So he says the sole accomplishment of seder is that this animal, before the Seder, was not in my rishus. After the Seder, I acquired the animal, so the acquisition of the animal through Seder is called an accomplishment. That's Melechus Seder, that the animal was nichnas lirshusoy, tachas shlitosoy, which was non-existent before the Seder. Before the Seder, the animal could do whatever it wanted to do. And after the Seder, it was nichnas in my rishus. So he wants to say, so kol shebeminoi nitzoi means, if it is such a mean that people trap because they use this mean, they trapped an animal, so he eats from the meat, whatever, so he uses it. So that's called, he acquired something through the Seder. He acquired something. So the acquisition is considered an accomplishment, and that gives it a shame or lost it. If I trap a fly, what did I accomplish? Big deal. What do I hear from the fly? So ko she'ein b'minoi nitzin means that after I captured the fly, I still don't have anything. What did I acquire? What acquisition came about through the Seder? So that's why, min haTorah, it's not nichnas in Melechus Seder. That's what he wants to say. Now let's see now the Mishnah Berurah. Ein b'minei nitzit, afilu im hu tzodon le'ezer tzorech. He trapped it. He wanted to trap a fly. He trapped a fly. So, gam kein lechoshev tzeder, this is not considered a tzeder min haTorah. There's a very interesting machlokes between Hagaon Rav Eliashiv Shliter and Rav Nissim Karelitz. What is, if there is a group of scientists that have a laboratory and they study flies. There's a whole laboratory to study flies, and they capture flies in order to study them. Is that called a tzeder d'oraisa? One of the scientists going to catch a fly in Shabbos, is this called a tzeder d'oraisa? So Rabbi Yashiv says it is. For these people in this mixoya, so they need flies, they study flies, they acquire flies, so that's called an accomplishment. The Rav Nissim Karelitz says, Botel died to make some kolodom, that doesn't make them, so there's no Seder d'oraisa. Okay, so now we have a machlokes by flies. Before we go further, is there a din Seder by a person? To capture a person, is there such a din Seder? So, Lemaisa, before we go into Lumdis, there's a raya in Shulchan Aruch, it says that one should not capture a person and put him into prison because ain't done him b'Shabbos. It's in Mishpat, so ain't done him. God, the Mishnah Berurah says, if you have a husband that wants to run away and leave his wife in the guna, you make sure he sticks around. We make sure he sticks around. So it seems it's mutter. So the Rehitas Advorim would seem that by an Odom, there's no din of Seder. If we have to look about other things, ain't no name, or, I mean, the best way to be magda this would be that, the whole din seder is that a bal chai is nishnas l'rishus ha'odom. That was Melechus Seder, but an odom that is nishnas l'rishus ha'odom, somehow this does not go Meleches Seid, even though there's such a concept of Shvi. I mean, you capture prisoners and then you gain from them. Upon him, it seems that's not there's no Seder Deraisa. Hilkach, what?
It's like the feeling.
We'll talk about these. What the these? Yeah. No. It's not nice. It's a federal law if you capture some. Well, Kamponim, there's no Issa Deraisa of Seder. I mean, that's what it seems in Shulchan Aruch. It seems like that. Close to understand it is not a parasha, but on Kamponim, an Adam Godel, the Zichano din Seder. By a small child, could be there's a din Seder. The Rav Shlomo Zalman wants to say, I want to bring it the Shus Oviv. So it could be that's called a Seder. But like this, by an Adam Godel, somehow there's no concept of Seder. Zvuvin, Udvoirin, what about bees? Ma'ashma be'be shoysim, du b'chlal dover shebeminay nitzit. This is a dover shebeminay nitzit. People capture bees. It's a whole industry. Yeah, you capture, you have bees, and you have a beehive, and you produce honey. This is the shikas be'be shoysim. But all the other poiskim disagree with Beis Yosef, and they say that by bees there's no Seder Deraisa. So the Neneser says, why not? It's Ochere. So the Neneser says something very interesting. There is no one that's interested in capturing a bee. Because if you're going to keep the bee in the hive and you won't let him go out whenever he wants to get the pollen from the flowers, you have nothing from the bee. So the whole accomplishment of a beehive is I'm offering him a dira for free, but I'll kapon him. I'm not capturing him. The musig of Seder is that he's there. I mean, if he can come in and out, that's called a hotel, not a called Seder. So Memele, the sole purpose of a beehive is not to capture the bee. I want him to have freedom to come in when he wants, come out when he wants, and take care. So Memele, that's what Rabbi Nezer says, that's why Dvarim are not called kosher b'minam nitzit, because no one derives a benefit from having a bee by capturing him. Yeah. Avashari person, Kligilei, Mechem Ashmami Agros, if cotton both. That it's not called kosher b'minam nitzit. Vachagovim tahirim, what about Chagovim tahirim locusts, which are edible, with das Rashi who dover shebeminay nitzit. I mean, we don't know lamaisa, which are the mutadik ones, which are the osadik ones, with certain simonim, and they have certain shemes. Al kaponim, we don't know which the hagovim teirim were. Are, but al kaponim, when Bisman Chazal de Zichenu, which was a Chag of Toyer, so this was perhaps a delicacy. People ate Chagovim. So Rashi holds, Duhu Dovo Shebeminei Nitzid. Varambam Einoi Soiva Kain. The Rambam disagrees, and the Rambam holds it is not considered a Dovo Shebeminei Nitzid. So here also we have to understand why not. Why is it a dover shebeminay nitzit? So the Rav Neneser says something very interesting. The Rav Neneser says that even though people ate chagovim, they never were teireyach to be sod them. That means this was a mean that people would not involve in a ticha to go hunting for chagovim. It means if you see a chagovim, you'll take it memela. But to go, I mean that it's too much of a ticha. So that's why the Rambam holds it's not called a mean that's the dogim fish right. Therefore, now we have to see the remark. So now we just learned that there are two meaning. There's a mean shemina in it. If a person is so that mean, he's chayv min haTorah. There's minim she'ein minom nitzoid, it's not oimed to be captured. So min haTorah, there's no ised saida, min rabbonin, there's ised saida. Zot teremor, v'lohein, therefore, yesh lizoil shloi liske teva ktano. If you have a small box, or listoim kelim, or you are to close a box or seal a box, shezvuvim boi b'shabes. That means if you have a box, and in this box, perhaps there was very delicious food in the box before, and after the food was eaten up, it attracted a lot of zvuvim. So they have now a whole bunch of zvuvim in this box. So now, Lakovit Shabbos, I don't want them, so be there involved and enjoying themselves in the box. I would appreciate they should remain there. So I'll shut the box, and they shouldn't be flying around in the house. So the Gemara says, no, this is Ein B'min Ein Nitzet, but it's also Midarabona. So if you're going to close the box in order to trap them, that's also. So therefore, we'll see a small box, the one or a small keli, one is not permitted to shut or be soysen. She's moving by Bishabbos. I, Nachmel, I gave a bad marshal, so let's say a better marshal, that not he wants them there. He's not interested. He's not mechavan to trap the flies. It doesn't bother him if they go out, if they go in. But he wants to close the box. He wants to close the box for not with an intent to trap them. He wants to close the box. So the Rama says, so it's a psikreishev. That means even though you're an einoi miskaven to trap the flies, but if you're going to close the box, you're going to trap the flies because they have no way how to leave the box. So therefore, since we said that there's an issa seida midarabonon, even an zvuvim, and something shame be me nainitzit. So even though you don't have an intent to trap the bees, literally to trap the flies, it is also because it is a secretion by closing the box that the flies will become nitzit. That's the first day in the morning. The yesh mekilim b'mokim, others are mekel, shim yiftach hakli litlom misham yivruchu. Others are mekel, the Chazani says, a beautiful svara. Let's say the svara of the mekilim. There's a svara of a mekilim as follows. We mentioned before, the gather of Isser Feda is that we are machnes abal chai tachas rishuseinu. That is malachas seidim. So the Chazani says, amoyer dikebir, and these makilim. So he says like this. If I close the box, So I have no shlita over the flies because the box is closed. I don't have any shlita over them. When I'm going to open the box, they're going to go out. So the concept of seder by flies is not shayach. This concept by a box, it's not shayach because when you close it, you have no shlita over them, and when you open it, they're all going to fly out. So memela, so that's the second svarim. V'yesh mekil b'mokim shem yivstach hakli litla misham yivruchu. They're going to run away. So therefore, others hold one is permitted to close a box because a box will fly because by closing the box, it will never come to a matzav of tzeda. When it's closed, it's not b'shusay, and the minute he opens it, they all fly away. Okay, now we will see the Mishnah Berurah. The first day it was, don't close a box. Shaloi Liska, don't close it. Ella, what should he do? Yitein sakin, eshim dobaracha ben hakisi lahateve. So he should take a knife and put it between the cover and the box. Binyin sheyuchlo lotzeis misham. So memela, it's not a psikreshe. I'm closing the cover, but I'm giving the flies a possibility that if they want, they can go away. So it's not called I was sodded. Case number one. A psikreisha means that it's muchach to happen. For my action, it's muchach that a tzeder will occur. So if I cover it and I leave it slightly open, and since it is slightly open, the flies can come out. They come out or they don't come out is irrelevant, but I'll compone them. I'm not mechaven to trap them. And it is not a psikresha that they will become trapped because they had a knife to leave the box. So memela, this is muta. But hey, case number two. Im yesh chur kotn bateva. It's in this box, there's a small hole. Even though this small hole, there's no exit sign in the box shining, an arrow pointing, you can go out of this hole. But there's a hole there. And could be this Ruvim at the Mishkol Rishon will not even realize that there is a hole. But Lamai said there is a hole there, that it's possible to leave the box to the soul. Sa'av she'ene nira lahedya lazvuvim, even though in the box the zvuvim do not see behedya, the soul, and they can be under the impression they're trapped, but since lemaisen, they are not trapped because there is a hole there. It is not called a psikresha. Psikresha means that my action has to bring about a tzeder. So since it does not have to bring about a tzeder, because even though the box is closed, there's a hole that they can leave from. So memela, and I'm not mechaven to be sodem, so it is mutter. So, but we're talking, but the Gemara speaking about, you don't have a hole. You don't have a hole, and you closed it. So he said, yesh lizoyer shloi liske teva ktano. You should not close a small box. Now, what is, if you have a big box, so it would seem from the Gemara, a big box with flies, you're allowed to close in Shabbos. If you have no intent to trap them, I will pay the gedola, svirle le Gemara, the lekula al meshoi. Why? That filo im hoyo oimeid, odom oimeid besoichov, I feel we have this tremendous box. It's a big garbage can. If he would be together in this box, and the cover is closed. That means with one attempt to catch it, he cannot catch it. That means a fly is a fly. It's very elusive. And the area is large. So it would be a big box. We're speaking of a big box that it's not nitzayitz in the big box. So we learned, so that's Adrabonon already. We learned before in Sifal, if you have a tzipa dreyer in a big room, so that's not called a tzeder deraisa because it's not caught yet. You can't, with one attempt, you can't go and catch it. You need a whole bunch of establishments in order to catch it. So it's a very big box. So if you'd be inside the box, you would not be capable to catch the flies. So it's, number one, it's not nitzayin va'imet in this big box. Number two, v'gam u'dovor she'ein b'minay nitzayit, it's a mean that is not nitzayit, it's a fly. So the Mishnah Berurah says, amoyer dikezach, which is not so poshit. So the Mishnah Berurah says as follows. So we have here two Darabonons. That means, number one, it's a very big box. So it's not nitzei dvoimit. Even the cover is closed. It's not nitzei dvoimit. The dumpster place, so it's not nitzei dvoimit. So it's one Darabonon. So seselt in maiset seide. It's not called I was sod because I'll be inside the dumps. I can't catch the fly because the fly is elusive. So number one, it's missing the mice and saying this. It's not nitzay environment. Number two, it's ein b'mina nitzit. So it's two darabonans, and I'm not mechaven. It's a psikreisha by two darabonans. He was Mako. So in Dusha, he brings down the Moyer de Gezach. So we're going to go away from Simon Shintas. I learned the Mishnah Berurah, a psikreisha by a not mechaven, a psikreisha by two darabonans. Smutter, finished. So in Dusha, he brings down the Moyer de Gezach. Let's talk about another case of a psikreisha and two darabonons, where there the Mishnah Berurah was not so makel. What is the case? The case is talking about a person has a cookie. On the cookie, there's icing on it. It's written, Oishias, happy birthday, whatever it is. Fine, on the cookie. Fine. Now, there's a shaila, if I eat the cookie, I'm a moichik. I'm a moichik, Oishias, number one. No, it's a darabon, and it's a moichik shleim and a slichtoiv, number one. Number two, I'm a mekalkul. Number three, it's kalachayad. You're not moichik that way. I mean, this is kalachayad. The Mishnah Berurah bends backwards. No, if it's oinig Shabbos, it was Mekel of Oinik Shabbos, but without Oinik Shabbos, if it's not a good cookie, you just leave it there and you don't eat the cookie. It's because.
Same with the cutting of the.
What?
The cutting of my cake.
Okay, well, it's okay. Eating is much easier. Cutting is maybe there is my. Here's Kalachayad. We're making all this. I'm chewing it. It's Kalachayad. It's Kalachayad. And it's a mekalkel noise. And
that's free.
Well, engraved doesn't, no, engraved is mutter. Engraved is mutter. That's not called oishias. We're talking about that. She said, the napkins, not engraved. It's a oyster that was. With a nice icing that is written on it. I want to chew it. So there, the Mishnah Berurah is only makel of Einig Shabbos. So he brings down from someone a Meiridik Bia. He says, we have to understand like this. In that case, he is doing the Tzuras HaMeloche. He's Meiridik Anais. That's the Meloche. Now, this Tznoyim for Chiyuv, this Derech Mechike, he's a Mekalko, it's Shaloikeder, that's how he's doing it. But the Meloche, this a Daraisa Dike Meloche of Mechike's Oisis that's being done, but I'm doing it in Mutter Dike Oifen. There, even though it's two darabonons, the Mishneh Berurah didn't want to be makel, even though it's a mechaber with a psikresia. By us, there's no meloche. The fly wasn't trapped. He's not trapped. It's aimed me no initiate. It's not a mean that they say this. So here we're speaking about not that a malacha was done, but the way I did it was makes a not chayev. A malacha wasn't done, period, because it wasn't trapped. It's not nitzad vaymed, and it's aimed me no initiate. So there, here the Mishneh Berurah was makel. By two, there are abundance of the Neine Mechavin and the Psychration, but don't make a cloud that two, there are abundance of the Neine Mechavin and the Psychration's mutter. You have to examine each case separately. So I'm going to learn this, what he says. Fine. Now let's go a little further. V'yesh Mekilim. Now the Gemara says, others are Mekel. You have your small box. I'm not mechavin to trap the flies, even though it's a psikreisha, it's mutter. So, but who does that too? The svirelei, the avol gav, the bishas isa lehenyim. There's enough in the Gemara, gabi keveres dvoirim. There's a beehive, the mechasa isoi, boifen shein boinekiv osu mishum psikreisha of the lakamon besiv dalet. There's enough in the Gemara. A person wants to, there's a beehive, and the sun is baking on the beehive, or it's raining on the beehive. And it comes, and somehow, this is not good for the beehive. Both these cases are not good. So he wants to, anyway, he has a chmonus on the bees, whatever it is. So he goes and takes a mat and covers the beehive. So now it's not raining on the beehive. Thunder's not baking. Shalom al yourself. So the Gemara says, you're taught. If you cover the beehive well, and now the bees can't go out because there is a covering over the beehive, you're taught. So the Gemara says, he's taught, and it's also, even though he doesn't have avone to trap the bees, the kavone is that it shouldn't rain on it. But it's a psikreisha. So now we have a Gemara. This is an often a Gemara. And let us just say for 1 minute, the right voice Gemara's a devoire, a bee is a dover, shame be me nainitzit. Shame be me nainitzit. So it's a rabbonim like tailor. And there it says, and often the Gemara says, you're not allowed to put a mat over the beehive, even though I'm not mechaven to trap the bees, I'm mechaven that it shouldn't rain in. But it's also because of some psikreisha. That's a Gemara. Here, and that was the first day in the Gemara. The Gemara says, so if you have a small box and you're going to close the box and you're not mechavin, you're mechavin for different reasons, but even since it's a psikreisha, it's also. So the first day in the Gemara was going with a Gemara. The Gemara said the same thing by a machzelus covering a beehive. The second day, he says, no problem, because if you take it off, they're going to come out. Not called salt. So the shayla is, what did the second day you do with the Gemara that says it's also by a beehive? That is what the Mishnah is going to speak about. Yes, Mekilim, who does that too? The Svirelei, he holds the Afal Gav, the Bishas Isa Lahed Yigabi Kemeres Dvoirim. Die machasa isa boi van zijn bij nekken, also mischum psychreise, of de lekamon sif dalde, de kombokim zwoegem shani, de flies en bees. De leimigri zijn de kwal. By a fly, it's not called seder. By a bee, it's called seder. Why? The leroif kat nusan, they are very small, these flies, these fleas, whatever they are. Motsui, shekshepeseya hakli, the minute you open up the kli, boyusin akel mishon, they all run away. They're very small, and if you open up the kli, they're all going to run away. So there, there's a mosa that's fallen, and that's the shame at all. So it's not called seder. It's not tachas rishusi. If kozman, it's the box is covered, the sichana tachas rishusi. I'll open it up, they're all going to run away. So memele, it's not called that was a son. My shanky be kaveris dvoirim shimalaya mehem, but I'll have a beehives. Thing doing sauce, they're not so small, they're pretty big. There, if you're going to take off your marcellus and they're going to start flying out, not all of them will be able to fly out. So I'll compone them. So it's called, so when you covered it now, it's not called, well, I didn't accomplish anything now because when I take it off, it's all going to fly away because it's not true. So it's called now a tzeder. Fine. V'abach posach lahachmer kidei arishayne. V'abach paskins lahachmer. So you may amach loikis. Am I allowed to close a small box that has flies in it? My intent is, I have no intent to trap the flies. I'm ain't a miskaven, but it's a situation. So the first day in Ramah held its osa. The second day in Ramah held its mutter. La halocha. Now what is the name? So he says, so he starts making a chesed. Abach posak lahachmer kidei rishon. V'chein amogin avrom kosav v'chein yikir. Ba'al kein. So lemaise. So let's talk lemaise. So the Gedoyle Achoinim, the Bach and the Mogen Avraham paskind like the first day. You're not allowed to close the box. Valkain Yesh Lirois Lafriach Hazvulim. So before he closes the box, he looks into the box. There's a lot of flies there. So he tells them, Rabbeisai, you are kindly requested to whatever language they understand or bang on the box, leave. Right? And they should leave. They when he makes sure that they left, then he can close the box because there's no flies there. Right? Can yes lirais la friach azvulin. Va'ayin betas sheichi. Now there's a muridike kula of the tas. The mikibin shefriach azbuvim shero beinot. He was mafriach the zuzma. All the zbuvim that he saw, it was a box was not too much light to see everything in the box. So he opened up, the box was open. So before he closed the box, he banged on it, and he said in droshes, zvuvim arois, whatever it is. Then the zvuvim, they came out. Now the shayla, does he have to make a bedik on the box? It's dark in this room. You can't see if there's more zvuvim, there's no zvuvim there, and so he has to go and start being boidik. Maybe there's two zvuvim left over. What should he do? From what he sees, he doesn't see any zvuvim. But it is very possible that there are zvuvim there. Is he permitted to close the box? Now let's diagnose the shayla. So there are two tzadim. I'm going to close the box. There are two tzadim. Are there flies here? Are there not flies here? If there are flies here, simatot. I was sort of psychiatrist. That means there's this slice here, and I close the box. I'm not my father, but it's a psychiatrist. They're going to be trapped. Because they like the first day. There's no flies here. So, so I'm not doing anything. And I don't know, what should I do? So, the Taz, as a commissible component, so let's analyze the Shaila. What will be a fool there? Will be a fly there. So you are, even though you want Mechavan to trap the fly, but it's a psychiatrist. In a double she'enoi nitzit, which is a tzeit in the Rabbonon. So right now I have a suffix in front of me. Me the Rabbonon, am I permitted to close the box? Or am I not permitted to? The whole shell is only at the Rabbonon. I don't have a tzvi inside here. I just have a smoothim, which is a tzeit in the Rabbonon. So I have a suffix. Is there an issa the Rabbonon to close the box? Is there not an issa the Rabbonon to close the box? So we have a cloud suffix the Rabbonon the cooler. I don't know if this is Uvimir or not. So my mele, given this other have a suffix segregation with Milsa the Rabbonon, do dava shem b'mina initzei ein lahachmer kol kach, ein lahachmer kol kach. He talked, Nilsha brings down a shayla. If a person is walking and the place where he's walking is infested with ants, and he's going to walk like this, like over Shabbos Kodesh, he's going to trample over the ants, which is zichosa midarabono. So Rabbi Nissen Karela says, if you see ants in front of you, then you have to make a detour. You don't walk there. It says, that's an issa. He says, but if you don't know, is each step, I don't know if I'm going to hit an ant now, I'm not going to hit an ant now, place it, that I can't see too well. I'm not wearing my glasses on Shabbos and look down to see. I don't see if there's an ant there. Not maybe there isn't. Maybe there isn't an ant. To walk as to see each step of a market. So he says, you're not mechuyev to do that. He sells it to this. This is only an issa b'rabbonon to kill an ant. It's a psychiatrist. He said, Rabbanon, there's no tzeiris to kill him. So b'kitzah, he says, one is permitted. That's the whole deal. It's a suffix and an issa the Rabbanon, a psychiatrist. It means he's not a mechaben, and then it's a suffix. Is it a psychiatrist that my pu'ule will bring about a chilul Shabbos to Rabbanon? One can be made.
Like walking in a backyard with
things. The shaila is what you see and what you don't see. If you see, so then you have to make a detour. If you don't see, so then ignorance is bliss. That means that you're not mechaven, and then it's a self-integration. So he wants to be makov. Let us see Dalin. Person Machzeles al Gabi Hakaberes. Now this is the din which we said this was the material of the Ramah that you're not allowed to close a box if there's moving in it, even though you're not mechaven to be sold up at some situation. So here it says, person machzeles agabi akaveres. One is permitted to spread out a mat over a beehive. Mekayim shemiskansen by hadvoirim, lasis tvash. Ubulvad shaloye havin lotzot. Number one, he should not be mechaven to be tzodem. That means his intent to put the machzeles over the kaveres, it's raining or the sun is too hot. So that's why he's doing it. But he has no. So even though Bishas, when he is doing this Prisis Mahatzeles, he in reality is trapping the bees inside. But number one, Ishanati Mahaban, Vigam Hu Beinyin She'enoi Muchach She'yu Nitzaydem. It's an oifen that it's not Muchach She'yu Nitzaydem, Ki Heiri Goy Lehevi Psikreisha. Yeah. So now this Amurdike Biralochim, we're saying, so let me just say what the Biralocha says. The Biralocha says we are speaking about, and we had mentioned this case before, he spread over a mat over the beehive. So we say it should not be a psikreisha. That means if the mat covered completely all the holes that they can go out from, so it's a psikreisha. So now he was sod the dvarim, even though he was a mechaven, but it's a psikreisha. But it shouldn't be a psikreisha. So it shouldn't be a psikreisha. So he says in Bialoch, that means that there's a hole there. There's a hole that is not too visible to the bees, but there's a hole. So it's not called a psikreisha. But le'idach ise, what if he would be mechaven? It says here, Mordeka Loshnovi, he is not permitted to be mechaven to trap the bees. But if he would be mechaven to trap the bees, even though there is a hole here, that means if there's a big hole. So I covered one side of the beehive, the other side, and there was a big hole there. So I didn't, I'm a chaven to trap them. Please, there's no mice at Seder whatsoever. There's a big hole on the other side. But it's talking about it's a small hole, a minute hole. And could be they won't be aware of this hole. So if I'm a chaven, now let's go, if I was, I'm a chaven to trap them, and that there's a hole, and they didn't realize that there was a hole. So I'm chaim, so it's osmi rabbon, and I'll sod. That means I was a chaven to be sod then, and lemaise a kaveres, that here's a small hole, which is not so recognizable by the dvarim. So that's called I was sudden. Could be they won't see it. And so that's called I made a mice and said, Leidach, he said, if I was not Mechaven, so you tell me, but even though you weren't Mechaven, but since it's Mucher that they'll be knitted, so he said, Mucher, it's not. Since there is a hole that they could go out from, so Mamele, so it's not called a Mechaven. So if he's an enemy, it's carbon, it is mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Person machzeles, mechamob bnei achamob, ubakshomim mibnei akshomim. Be'inyin she'inei muchach, kigoin, shlayahadik amachzeles ala kaveres kolkach. It should not be a snug fit of the machzeles and the kaveres. Today she yuchlu hadvorim al koponim loseis bedoichek. That means that they can go out. Oy she yesh bekaberes eis a chayr koton. There's a small hole. V'yecholim loseis mishol. Va'av al gav she'nire lehedye ladvorim ayideze. That means the dvorim do not see readily and easily that there's a hole there. The lachi shari, the kaimalon kerab shimen, the dovo sha'ine miskaven muta. Lamaisa, the reason I spread out the machzeles was for a different reason. I'm not miskaven. And then some male race is singing some secretion, some secretion. Avog she'ein boy hu klau. But if there's no hole there whatsoever, so even though my intent was purely innocent, I wanted it shouldn't rain in, but then you bring that sort as having secretion. So also, afilu b'milse d'rabonon, and that we see from this, then in Shulchan Aruch we hear then, in Shin Yudal, the whole machlekes by secretion by d'rabonon, but here, we hold up secretion by d'rabonon as also. Afloires mitzudev. Now, another then, a person sets a trap. Ubi in Shabbos, he sets a trap in Shabbos. Ubi shas prisosoi nichneso hachayil lesoicho. As soon as he set the trap, boom, hachayil came in. So that's called, I made a maise tzedek. That means by setting the trap and simultaneously with this trap, a chaya came in. So it's chayev chatas. Avol im nichnasa achakach l'seicha. But what if he set the trap? He set the trap in Shabbos at 10 o'clock at night in Shabbos, and 2 o'clock at night he caught a mouse. So the mice is as a potter, abuloso. So this is potter, abuloso. So Agavuchin, the new show, brings down as follows, that there are certain malachis that even though the gemar amaloche did not come about right away, but if I started the melacha now, for example, I put into an oven dough in Shabbos. Now it's going to take 2 hours for it to bake. And it bakes in 2 hours. So when I put it in, they do anything. Later I'm going in and saying, kill them. So this person is a mechal of Shabbos. Because I started a meloche, and the meloche, from when I started, it's continuing. That means it's baking and baking and baking until it gets baked. So that's called, I was an oife in Shabbos, even though the gemar of the meloche did not come about after my maise. It took another 2 hours.
There's
no malach over there. There's no malach over there. I mean, there's a malach. So then it'll be the opposite of baking. But there's no malach. It's noilad. And it's not called noilad. It's not nikar. It's not mekitzo. So it's not called. But when I'm doing a malach, I started doing a malach. And from my pool, it continues. It's not nifsak. So then the din is that. Then the din is that that's chayev. But over here, I set a trap and nothing happened. I set a trap and then 5 hours later, a mouse came into the trap. So this is not a malacha deraisa. From the pool that I did, nothing happened from it. So min ha-toyre, it's muta, min rabbonin, it's also.
Or the amount of the time, you put the dough.
Yeah,
find that hole in.
So I'll tell you, I don't think he's high about hatos because that's already, I don't think because then it's not his mice anymore. Then what he did, he wouldn't be high. That's for sure. Would be, but could be, he wouldn't be high. I don't think so. Because of Amogen Avram, ומכאן מוכח שיש לי זוהר של להמיד במשבס המצד לא צד בוי אכבורים. So if you have mice and you want to set the traps on Shabbos, please don't, because it's also מיד הרבונן, וכן כוסו בפסקי פייסס שבס דף יזיים. Okay. I'll stop here. Shalom Aleichem, Rav Pinchas.
What the thumb be?
A B?
A B, and not so high. That's it. Then you see, have a B level.
We'll talk about, we have to go further in the simen.
That's how you got to do that.
Yeah, so we're going to go further in the simen by...
That's
something. By this. So this is Mina Aine Nitzig and Ayakhtav. So there's going to be, as we mentioned yesterday with the cockroaches. So if I can't remember, he was, you said a new actor, but I'll compose them.
Yeah. Go for my fortune, low down.
About it. I don't think he did anything.
No.